Lila Nishmas of Klein Miskamish Ben Avili Malach Shabbos Parakhof Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Shol Adam Mechaveru Kadi Yayim Lechadishem. When a person is allowed to borrow from his friend a jug of wine or a jug of oil, Vavad Shalo Yom Melo Halveini. He could do this on Shabbos. He can borrow it on Shabbos as long as he doesn't use the Lashon of Halva'a. Because Stam, the Rab says, a Halva'a is Shloshim Yom. It's 30 days. And we're afraid that when you borrow something on Shabbos for 30 days, the lender will want to make sure, since it's past 30 days, he's going to forget and he's going to want to write it down. And therefore, we're machmer, and we make sure that we don't use a lashon of halva. V'chein ha'isha mechaverta kikaros, and also a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend loaves of bread. Taisis Antif and Mefarshim go into the chiddush of this, and it has to do with ribbis, because if you borrow something that's worth a certain amount of money, when you borrow it, and then when you return it, it's worth more. So it's a hal shaylo with ribbis. And the Mefarshim go into as far as ribbis is concerned, when you borrow something and are going to return exactly what you borrowed, and it's going to be a long time when you return it, there's a chashash that the item that you're borrowing is going to go up in value, and it may be a problem of ribbis. So the Tversol explains that the chiddush here, that the Mishnah is teaching us, that a kikar, like a loaf of bread, something that's worth very little, we're not concerned about that. But also, you dafka have to say a lashon of she'ela, you cannot say halva. Mishnah continues, so the borrower would leave his talus as collateral. He'd leave a garment by the lender, and he would make a cheshbon after Shabbos. They shouldn't make a cheshbon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk specifically on Shabbos about these things, because of the pasuk Memtzoi Chavtzecha V'daber Dover, that Dibur Shal Shabbos should not be K'dibur Shal Chol, and one should not talk about these things on Shabbos. But afterwards, it's understood. They don't have to speak about it. They'll make a cheshbon exactly what he owes him after Shabbos. V'chein Erev Pesach B'Yushalayim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Similarly, when Erev Pesach fell on Yushalayim, you had to shecht. We know that you shecht the Karban Pesach even on Shabbos. You shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. If it fell out on Shabbos, and this guy wasn't prepared, and he did not have a Karban Pesach, so now you need to acquire, you need to do a few things. First, you need to acquire an animal, have a chelik in an animal, and also you need to be makdish the animal for Karban Pesach. It has to be designated as a Karban Pesach. So you're not allowed to normally do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to set aside a Karban on Shabbos. Here also the Mishnah says, Maniach taliso etzlo, so you can leave your talis by the guy giving you the animal. Vinotel is pischo, and then you can take the animal as your Pesach, vosim o cheshbon achri yontif. And the cheshbon of how much you owe him, that you make after yontif. Now, what about the problem? You're not allowed to be makdish an animal on Shabbos in general. So the answer is, the Rav says, that hektish that has a specific time that has to be brought today. So there's an understanding, what he means is there's an understanding that since you have to bring it today on Shabbos, so too you could be makdish it on Shabbos. So therefore you're allowed to be makdish it on Shabbos. And you can also buy it this way on Shabbos, where you just make a cheshbon after Shabbos.